forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker and listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from the KOUG studios at WSU Vancouver, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. So goodbye to the work weekend. Hello to the weekend. Talk it up. I like doing that. You can go ahead and call us if you want. 23, what numbers?
360-546-9500.
Cool. Maybe you should just say it.
Yeah, I do have the better angle on it.
Since so. I can't really say numbers, I need to... The things that I do badly, I need to delegate to other people, so I just seem okay in comparison.
You can pronounce Spanish in your best Telemundo voice ever, and but you can't read numbers.
That's right.
Okay.
Telemundo Internacional. We are joined today by one Miss Lovely Lindsay. How you doing? Just say some words.
I'm doing great.
Yeah?
You said to say some words. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, instructions not followed. That's not a big deal.
Yeah, no, it's just a joke.
It is a joke.
Dumb joke. But
we here at this facility, I don't know if you know this, we like to do jokes.
Yes.
That's kind of our thing. We're going to keep doing that.
We like to laugh at ourselves and
yeah,
each other.
That's the whole point of doing this. We want to announce that after this show, we are going to be watching the Lego movie.
We are officially endorsing our inner 12-year-olds.
Yes. I don't think it's that big of a deal for us to be watching that movie.
No.
My mom was telling me about some kid that she has in her reading group.
Mm-hmm.
And how he was having doubts about going to see the Lego movie because in his mind he saw it as a kid's movie, and I guess he would see it as a threat to his prepubescent masculinity if he went to go watch this movie and his friends found out about it. But the kid's 13 and he's having concerns about it.
That's like the target audience.
I know. But apparently he thought it was supposed to skew younger and... Mm. But for us, we just go ahead and say, hey, we're going to go watch it.
Yeah, and actually I've heard it actually skews towards as much towards the parents as it is towards the kids.
Yeah, with the humor that they include.
With the
humor
is apparently very witty, very well written.
Good.
Yeah.
Like Arrested Development level?
I don't know. I haven't read comparisons.
You're in season 3 of that show.
Just started
now.
Season 3, like episode or 2 in.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
You are slowly becoming as much of a nerd as I am.
Yeah.
Lego movie's not just for kids, though.
No.
It's just
no.
a family movie, so it's
exactly.
for everybody.
That is...
And then adult movies is just specifically for adults, so
yeah.
kids are always the ones that luck out, so.
But I don't think that 13-year-old kid should be worrying about what people see him as for going to see that, you know? If anything, Drew and me, should be worrying about it.
Yeah.
Because... We aren't exactly the what people would consider the target demographic, so they might look kind of weird at us, you know. But
oh, well.
If
fine.
Anyone judges you for going to a Lego movie, they're the ones we should blame.
Exactly.
I don't think anybody in the Lego movie is going to judge us for going to a Lego movie.
No, I mean,
because obviously they paid money to see it too. So
I'll tell you this about Legos: they have inspired a generation, and
more
there
than
should
one
be
generation,
at least one generation, more than two, maybe. When was that? When were the Legos invented?
I think the late 40s, if I remember correctly.
We'll find
late
out.
Late 40s, early 50s, or I'm a decade off.
We'll find out eventually, but I think that everybody should go see the Lego movie because it's supposed to inspire creativity.
Right.
The availability of the Lego began in 1949.
Was right. I knew I read that somewhere.
Boom.
And I think the guy that originally owned the company, his initials like were all L's or all K's.
Oh, really?
One is like, you know.
I'm trying
to. Because it's what, a Swedish or Denmark or something it was based in?
This is Denmark.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
A carpenter from Denmark started making wooden toys, and then they went from that and started making plastic toys.
Apparently the guy's name was Ole Kirk Christensen.
Oh.
Christensen? I don't know. Hmm. But yeah, he was a guy from Denmark, and he should be celebrated. And
yes.
I think this movie is a proper way to do that.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Have no shame in watching it. Just
no.
Go ahead and Let yourself be free.
Yeah, no, my mom was, when I was saying basically we were going to go see this movie, she's like, I was like, Renee and I are going to go see a movie. She's like, you're not going to see that dumb Lego movie, are you? How could you say it's dumb? It looks awesome. It looks hilarious.
That dumb Lego movie? Is that verbatim?
That was verbatim. She's like, it looks stupid.
Oh, that's...
I'm like, no, man. No, it doesn't. At least we're actually comfortable with, you know, our own nerdiness and our being 12 years old sometimes. You know, we don't have to bury that down.
It seems really weird that we are the people telling other people that something is good, and we have to make them question themselves. Like, they solidify an opinion, no, this is bad, and they don't want to go watch it, and then we have to convince people to do it.
Yeah.
We are the gateways to entertainment. Nobody seems to do that for us that much.
No, sometimes people will be like, hey, you should watch this. Okay.
And we do. We don't resist
no.
or anything, except when it comes to, like, me and the Transformers series.
Yeah, Michael Bay.
From here on out.
Michael Bay and
it.
John Cusack are things to be wary of.
John Cusack?
Yeah.
Is he in Transformers?
No, it's just most of the stuff he's done isn't very good.
Hey, no. Hey, Better Off Dead is
Never
a
seen
classic.
It. Never
it
seen
is,
it.
It is a classic. You will like it.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know. If you're a fan of John Hughes, then, you know, Breakfast Club.
Haven't seen it.
Get out of my studio, please. Just there's the door.
It is a classic.
I know. I just haven't gotten around to seeing it yet.
But although I'm just as guilty because I announced this like at least once every couple months on the show, I still haven't seen the Toy Story movies.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's just as bad, honestly.
But does it count if 1 and 2 were in Spanish?
No.
It doesn't.
No.
Okay, yeah, I got to redeem
No, it didn't count for Andrew, so it doesn't count for you.
Did he do the same thing?
He saw Toy Story 2 in Spanish.
Oh, I didn't know he did that.
Yeah, apparently.
Mm. Apparently, it's more common than you think.
Yeah.
Watching films in other languages doesn't count as watching them. Interesting. But if it's the native language, it counts.
Well, with the exception of unless it was actually from, you know, it... Yeah, you have to watch it in the native language. You can't be dubbed,
yeah.
You know. So, like, if you were to watch Battle Royale dubbed in English.
This is, ooh, this is, that's actually a bit of a subject of hot debate. Going to broadcasting school, guys. Going subbed versus dubbed movies or anime or whatever you happen to be watching. And that's subtitles versus people who speak English talking over the entire thing,
well,
and just redoing all
the weird
voices.
Thing is they'll dub people who actually still speak English, like when they released the original Mad Max in the States.
Oh, that happens all the time.
Yeah, they dubbed over all the actors and nobody knew what Mel Gibson sounded like until like the Road Warrior came out.
Really?
Yeah,
he's completely overdubbed.
Every character in Mad Max was dubbed over.
Why?
Because apparently they thought American audiences wouldn't respond to people with Australian accents.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
Isn't there, I can't remember what it was, but, oh God, I just know I've seen some bad examples of dubbing before.
Yeah, probably in, like, for example, like the old Bond movies, you know, like Goldfinger.
Yeah.
The guy who plays Goldfinger, he speaks English, but that's not his voice that you hear in the movie. It's because his accent is so thick that most people couldn't understand what he's saying.
Why can't they try harder?
Well,
that's
they can,
question.
But if they've never spoke English before and this is the first time they've spoke English, I can see the, you know, the dubbing them over in order to not get rid of an actor just because he can't understand him.
Yeah, I guess. I saw something kind of amazing. This doesn't really have to do with it doesn't have to do with dubbing, mm-hmm. but I saw a poster for the Japanese release of Evil Dead.
Yeah. Wait, which one?
The third one. Evil Dead 3.
Army of Darkness, then?
Yeah.
Okay.
And apparently he was marketed as something to the effect of Captain Supermarket.
okay.
Because
it's kind of close.
That's where he starts out. Yeah. And then, like, they have the Campbell's soup on the bottom, but they add Bruce's name to it, so it says Bruce Campbell on a can of tomato soup.
That's pretty funny.
It's a really cool-looking poster, too. Yeah. I'm trying to find it, and it's really hard because Reddit search sucks.
Yeah. Although, I guess another possibility with the dubs versus subs kind of thing is, like, look at the Clint Eastwood Man With No Name stuff, you know, A Fistful of Dollars for a Few Dollars More, and The Good and the Bad and the Ugly.
Uh-huh.
Majority of them, because they were released in Italy 2 years before they were in America, because they were made by an Italian dude.
That long before?
They were, I think, 2 or 3 years before they were actually released in the States.
Wow,
so,
man.
Clint Eastwood's, like, the only one who speaks English in the first one.
That's crazy.
So, I mean, I can see the point in keeping dubbing them over into English.
Yeah.
Because it's supposed to take place in some place they speak English, but
I still can't find that poster. I will find it for you eventually.
Yeah,
it's pretty
fine.
Sweet.
Anyways.
We'll catch on to it.
So what's your opinion on the matter versus, you know...
Subbing versus dubbing, Lindsay. Say some words. No? Are you done?
You got nothing.
You're all done? We can go to something slightly more accessible than every single way that a movie could possibly be made. I mean, would that possibly open you up to more conversation?
I'm fine.
You're done? Okay. Darn it, that didn't go so well.
Yeah.
We attempted to have person number three, and it turns out that we just alienated them.
Yeah, we tend to do that to people, I guess.
Two-person show for life, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, well. We're bros. We just did a fist
Dream
bump.
Team.
Audio. Yeah. No. Yeah, definitely Dream Team. Ooh. Yeah. Remember a couple weeks ago, or maybe it was last episode, I don't remember, how I was telling you about the Spanish announcement I did over the intercom?
I was there the second time you did it at work.
Yep.
I was working. And actually, one of the kids was in my department.
Really?
Yeah.
Was he taking all the oranges off the shelf and
no,
just...
No, she was just running around. But anyways, just in case people don't remember, you should probably remind him just briefly.
What happened was there was a horrible family that was coming through the store. Their kids were twice as horrible. They were just running willy-nilly everywhere.
Tearing everything apart, basically.
Mm-hmm. And we had to put an announcement over the intercom in Spanish to tell them to please get in the cart because you're wrecking our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to stop. So they came in a second time. And
right.
We did the same announcement over the intercom again, and there was next to zero attempt to wrangle said crotch fruit. So that's a term for
yeah, okay.
babies that you don't want.
Okay.
Get it?
Yeah,
because,
I get it.
Okay.
I get it. I got it.
So they came back, and the announcement didn't work, so...
It kind of worked.
It kind of worked, but it made me kind of second-guess myself. Am I actually pronouncing the Spanish good or not?
I'm guessing you were, based on the reaction that was on the little girl gave once you got done with it.
Yeah.
First of all, when you start talking Spanish, her eyes widened up a little bit. She kind of looked up a little bit and froze for a half second.
Really?
And then she, like, booked it.
Oh, I never saw that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's because your back was to my department. But yeah, she like froze up, looked up for a second, was like, oh no, he can talk to me.
There's a voice in the sky.
And it knows how to talk to me. I gotta run. I gotta get out of here, man.
Game over, man. Game over. Aliens reference.
I haven't watched that in a long time.
You should watch it again.
I should. I've been meaning to.
I mean, I need to watch Argo again. But
yeah.
But there was a sense of recognition that came over said crotch.
Yes.
All right. That went a lot better than I thought it did,
yeah.
Because I thought that maybe I screwed it up somewhere, and it just ended up me saying, like...
They did actually come up and get their kids, though, fairly quickly, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, whatever. I have a bit more faith in myself, I guess. I shouldn't second-guess myself all the time.
Yeah.
What would be really useful is if I could do that with more languages, you know? Just not even having to learn the language, you know? Just learning
just be able
how to
pronounce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then all I got to do is just read it out loud, and then you've got the set skills for life, you know? I want to get to the point eventually where I might not even have to do that, and phones just become universal translators.
Mm-hmm.
You hold it in between the two people who speak different languages. One guy talks, it records it, it speaks it.
Does
at the
voice
other
synthesization.
Guy. Exactly.
I've actually seen that being done.
Where? I want.
I think either on the internet or on Top Gear, I think they had a similar thing.
Top Gear voice translation, if I Google that?
I think so, because they went to India, and so to buy a train ticket. Instead, I think they had things like that you just type your message into it, and you hit play, and it plays in the language. But conceptually, it's the same thing.
I'm not really finding anything relevant here.
Yeah.
For that.
If just go on Netflix, it's on the India special. So.
India special.
Yeah.
What do they do for that one?
Because
you
basically go on a trade mission in three British cars across India.
Okay. They pretend
to try and, you know, reinvigorate the British economy by stimulating trade with India. And obviously,
with three cars.
With a 1980s Rolls Royce, a late 90s Mini, and an 80s Jag.
That's what I love about that show. They just get so. They give themselves.
They're really silly, but
huge
it's hilarious.
Casts, and they got three really crappy cars.
And they
cars.
Fail horribly. I mean, sometimes they actually succeed, you know, like finding the source of the River Nile or crossing Botswana.
Yeah. Do they sell anything to anybody, or is that spoiler territory?
Not really. They don't really. They pretty much fail at everything they try.
Oh. Well, that's kind of depressing, don't you think?
A little.
Apparently, Aaron Paul is going to take the affordable vehicle challenge.
Oh, the starting up a reasonably priced car?
Oh, yeah, that's the name of it. But yeah. He's
the American or the British one?
I hope British,
yeah.
Because who needs the American one?
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to diss on my own country here, so deport me if you will. I have the internet. I can do a podcast from anywhere.
It's because they are trying too hard to copy the British.
Definitely. but they can't do it because they don't have the accents and they don't have James.
Right.
James is kind of like a linchpin for the show, don't you think, for all the short jokes and everything?
Well, Hammond's the short jokes. James is just jokes at being an idiot.
Oh, I keep screwing up the people.
Yeah.
Darn it.
James, they just joke at as being Captain Slow or an idiot or whatever.
Captain Slow.
Because he's always really, really slow. He always picks the really slow cars.
Now I know who James is, so I think I can, by process of elimination,
and Clarkson's the great fat man.
The great fat. He's not fat.
He's gotten fat.
Has he really?
Oh, yeah.
How recently?
It looks like he's kind of got a bun in the oven right now, but.
Oh, poor him.
Yeah.
Have they done a segment with Segways, or do they stick to just cars? They'd expanded.
Well, they crossed Vietnam in 8 days on scooters and mopeds and that kind of stuff.
See, maybe they should do a challenge like that again so they can help the guy lose some weight.
Yeah.
I think it could work.
I don't know. They did practice building their own mobility scooters, which are like, the disabled people's wheelchairs or whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool. How'd that go?
It was interesting. It actually worked fairly well, and they were off-roading capable once. That was the point.
Please tell me that they took a wheelchair and they put tank treads on it.
One of them basically built a half track.
Yeah, that's awesome.
They took like a motorcycle front end or trike front end and put basically tank treads on the back and had a gas motor on it. It literally looked like a little miniaturized German half track.
That is amazing. Do you wanna have like a mini serious discussion that this just reminded me of?
Sure.
The idea of replacing human body parts with robotic parts as an upgrade. What do you think about that? Because prosthetics have become an extremely long way. There's a guy out there who has a prosthetic that he can for his arm, and he can actually tie his shoes just as fast as he could with both hands.
Right.
So the scenario that people are posing is maybe like 20 or 30 years down the future when machines are kind of taking over most of the jobs, because let's be honest, that's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah, a little lower end job, like minimum wage jobs. Yeah.
So maybe
remedial labor.
Maybe people are going to start replacing their body parts with robot parts in order to keep up.
I've heard of that
jobs.
Theory before too, or people just doing it because they want to be, faster or stronger or whatever, have better eyesight, whatever. I think it's kind of, I don't know, I don't really agree with it as much. I agree with getting it if you need it, like it's Star Wars where you get your hand chopped off. Yeah, get a robot hand.
Well, that means that lightsabers got invented, so I'm totally okay with that future.
Okay, maybe not Star Wars where lightsabers chop off your hands, but if you have, your hand gets stuck in a shredder or something like that, or a wood chipper.
Ah, darn it. Realistic scenarios.
Yeah. So if, you're from, your fingertips to halfway up your arm is got caught in a wood chipper, yeah, maybe get a robotic forearm.
But not just outright replacing
not
your
just
body
like,
parts for...
Yeah, not just like, I want a robotic arm, so get the bandsaw going.
There would be people doing
yes,
that, though,
But they
would
can
I be one
tell...
of them? Maybe. But...
you would. I can argue. You get
depends...
yourself, stone drunk, and or stone cold drunk, and just... start chopping off limbs willy-nilly.
Hey, fix me. I want to be a robot. I want to lift up cars for fun.
Gouge out your eye with a spoon.
Make me Superman, okay? God, I want to be Superman.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it depends on the body part, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would...
What was that chuckle for?
Hey, now. Hey, that's...
What is this chuckle for?
Thoughts? No? Okay. That's innuendo. Guys.
What was that? That was like...
Oh, that was the little, springs on here. Maybe my legs, you know? Because I don't run very far very well.
Yeah.
But I think I would keep my hands, at least, unless I started getting severe cases of carpal tunnel that couldn't be cured.
Robo wrists,
yeah. Ooh, that would be weird, just replacing the wrist and then keeping
I think
the...
you'd just replace from the wrist... to your you just replace the wrist down
the whole thing
probably
no I think I'm thinking of like a partial thing, like there'd be a cylinder around my wrist and it's just
or
a
they
flexy
just
thing.
Slice it open, pull out your muscles or your bones, and then put your robot bits in.
Yeah, the scientific term is flexy thing. Because I'm sure there's a joint.
Oh yeah,
duh.
No, actually, robotics prosthetics has actually always been really interesting to me.
Probably
ever since I saw Star Wars, that probably started that.
That was
thing.
Your inspiration to chop off your hand?
No, more of just to kind of figure out how that would work. I think that'd be kind of cool.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'd want that.
Yeah.
But replacing my body gradually as I go, that's a questionable area. You could probably talk to Ray Kurzweil for hours about that.
Yeah.
Because he wrote that one book, The Singularity Is Near. Mm. Haven't finished reading it, but that is
that's
interesting
with,
stuff.
Yeah, Singularity, obviously uploading your brain to a computer.
Yeah, still a fan of that, definitely. Like, if I can keep backups of myself, I'm all for that, but replacing my body for some reason
is uploading your brain to a computer, would that kill you, or...
No, it's a copy. Okay. That's not killing me.
Yes, but how do you know that it wouldn't, you know, like, destroy your body in the process?
Why would it destroy my body?
I don't know. You don't know how it works.
It's just copying... Okay.
This is all theoretical knowledge,
No, this is just taking, like, the exact framework of my brain and just...
Translating it to ones and zeros.
Control C, Control V. Here it is.
Yeah.
You can carry it around on a little stick now. If I happen to die, whoopsie, here, just plug this into a clone of me.
Or a robot.
Here I am. Back for another life, ba-da-ba, forever young, I want to be forever, I felt that was relevant. That was... Thoughts on this?
Why would, never mind, that's really terrible, but I'm like, no, some people, it's like, maybe we want them to stay dead.
Well, yeah,
this is true.
We're definitely not going to do this for Hitler, we know that already.
Yeah, well, that, and he's dead already, but, but that's the thing, is actually, that's actually a very interesting point. What if somebody, like, I mean, he's not alive anymore, but Hitler or Saddam Hussein, who upload, you know, 100,000 copies of themselves, and then, you know.
I think it might need a little bit more control.
Yeah.
Know? Like, if Saddam Hussein's already a known person that you don't want to make a copy of his brain of, maybe you can, I don't know, maybe you had a piece of his DNA at one point, and if he tries to upload himself, then it kind of goes, hey, you're Saddam Hussein, you're not allowed to do this, buddy. And then it just
Yeah, but
him
would
out.
It translate genetics over into the upload?
It would transfer genetics, but, like, his mind and, like, everything that he did in the other life, I don't think that'd all be gone, because really...
Like, erased?
Would memory be translated?
Yeah,
I would hope so.
But the thing is, it's like in...
Would,
well, it's like in Memento. Memory's not perfect. It's just basically, you know, a rough recollection.
Yeah.
It's not, you know...
But all memories are stored somewhere.
Yeah, that's true. It's not a, storage... Well, sometimes it's a storage error. Sometimes it's a retrieval error.
But maybe. I don't think it's stored in your DNA or something like
no,
that.
No, it's not stored in the DNA. We learned that from Alien, Alien Resurrection. That's not how it works.
So if you transfer DNA, you wouldn't transfer memories.
Because
so.
What happened in Alien Resurrection?
Don't. Okay. No, it's like Indiana Jones 4. It just should not be mentioned.
Well, Alien Resurrection is a little bit better than Indiana Jones 4. This is the only time I will ever acknowledge that movie's existence.
Yes, but it was slightly better, but it was still very bad.
Because cloning didn't work that way. But here's my argument. If we're already copying the human brain into a box, why not just get that person's genome while you're at it?
Yeah.
You know, and just have that on file? I mean, it can't be much bigger than the size of a person's brain.
Yeah.
So just keep it
in
a little...
Is also... How much space would that take up to store somebody's brain? What if you're like had 100, like a 3 terabyte hard drive, and you get halfway done? It's like, sorry, your drive is full.
Man, I don't know. There, people draw comparisons between the brain and the Library of Congress a lot, and I have no idea how they figure that out. So I don't believe them.
Yeah. If you don't understand it, you just don't believe it. That's pretty much your philosophy.
That's not the entire philosophy, but I want to kind of like, I want to see some of the math for it.
Yeah.
You know, how did you figure out that the Library of Congress equals this much percent?
I think it's just
brain?
Giving a relative size comparison, probably.
Size as in knowledge storage?
As in the amount of information that's stored in your brain is equivalent to the amount of storage written in the Library of Congress.
Maybe.
And all the films and all of the newspapers and everything else. Because Library of Congress has, you know, all the movies and that kind of stuff, too.
Yeah. You know what really sucked is when I went to Washington, D.C., we weren't allowed to go into the actual library part of Congress. It's way more restrictive than National Treasure made it seem. You know, you have to get a library card for that specific place. Apparently, there's a review process.
Maybe
for
he already
it.
Had one.
You
maybe living in that area, he already had one.
Yeah, right. They wouldn't give a conspiracy theorist a library card to the Library of Congress, would they?
They might.
No, but he could. He has friends. Like I forgot what
connections.
He had
Riley.
Riley was his computer genius. He probably just made him one.
Maybe, but
yeah, that's actually another possibility. Or because he lived in the area, it's possible that, you know, you don't have to declare, I am a conspiracy theorist on your library card application.
But he has a pretty good reputation already if he's going to, like, the Department of Defense and telling them someone's going to steal the Declaration of Independence. You know that thing?
Yeah, that one.
The thing that says,
the thing with the map on the back.
The thing that says, we're America, F yeah.
Yeah, that actually written. Wasn't signed on the 4th of July.
But. You know, I'm looking at, you have to register as a reader. Users of the library's research areas, including computer catalog centers and copyright office public service areas.
Wait, I thought the Library of Congress was in the second one.
In the, no.
Second National Treasure.
Well, he visits the.
Oh, that's true.
It, in yeah. the first one to get the plans
that's
for
right.
the museum to
figure right,
out
right.
the something room. Yeah. How to register.
Restoration room or whatever.
A reader identification card is a permanent card which remains valid for 2 years to ensure patron information has remained unchanged. Something, something. Apparently you can just do it online. I guess there is no review process.
Hmm.
But,
so it is easier to steal that Declaration of Independence than you thought.
Yeah, I guess so. But if they kept it in the Library of Congress.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can still get the plans and then work up the framework of a plan.
I'm going to steal it.
We have to steal the Declaration
I'm
of Independence.
I'm going to steal the Nicolas Cage impression. Yeah. You had to be 16 and older, and I was not 16 at the time when we visited the Declaration.
Yeah.
Not the Declaration. We never even saw the
The Declaration of Independence.
Broadcasting school, accept me!
You just have minor Tourette's today, I guess.
No, I don't, if I had Tourette's, I would be saying bad words.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, I guess I could
say
biscuit.
I actually knew a guy with Tourette's, and... Yeah. He didn't really, you know, have any outcry bursts or anything like that. He just sometimes would...
Facial ticks?
A little bit of a facial... A little bit of a twitch sometimes. And
okay.
Sometimes he'd trail off a little bit and come back to it later.
Hmm. All right. But, okay. Apparently it's way easier to get into the Library of Congress than I thought it was. And we didn't get to see the
Declaration of Independence.
Yeah. We didn't get to do that because the line was about 2.5 hours long.
Yeah, pass.
And
just go to one of the other places with like one of the other 5 copies.
Yeah. Well, we were trying. We were really trying to get in, but we only had an hour. Mm-hmm. So we just sat out front and ate snow cones instead. That was
Did you guys go to the International Spy Museum? Because that's in D.C. too.
I don't think we did that. We went to the Air and Space Museum. That was the highlight of... like all of it.
I'd want to go to the Smithsonian. The Smithsonian would be really cool.
They were hanging whole airplanes from the ceiling.
Yeah, they do that in the Seattle Flight Museum.
Seattle Flight? Oh, I haven't been to that.
They actually
one.
Have a SR-71 Blackbird.
I think that's
Blackbird.
What they were hanging in the Smithsonian.
SR-71s are cool. They're cool looking planes.
Aren't they those like? Isn't it looks kind of like the jet that they use in X-Men.
That's what the jet's supposed to be, is an SR-71.
It's a Blackbird?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
A slightly modified one with opening hatch bays and that kind of stuff.
And invisibility.
Oh, yeah.
That's a pretty big mod. I'd like to download that, please.
Yes.
Put that on my
car. Yeah,
cart.
I mean, you can look up the SR-71, but not the band, because there's a band.
There's a band called
the
SR-71?
The SR-71 Blackbirds, I think.
Should I download? Maybe.
Depends on their album art.
It looks exactly like the... Yeah, from how have I not made this connection before? Am I just stupid?
Well, that's why they call it the Blackbird, because that was the nickname for the plane.
It's called the Blackbird because of X-Men?
No.
Or the other way around?
Other way around. Wait. They call it the Blackbird and X-Men because that's the nickname for the plane.
Never mind. I thought they'd call it like the X-Jet or something.
I thought they did at times, but...
Maybe they did, but Wonder Woman had the invisible jet, so...
Which is...
a stupid name.
Yeah, and a stupid idea.
They just got rid of it.
It's
completely.
Like, why don't they just give her the ability to fly like every other superhero?
Oh, hey, speaking of superheroes, did you watch the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer?
No.
Do it.
I just watched, you know, the new Thor last night, so...
I didn't know you watched it last night.
Well, I downloaded it a while ago, and, you know...
You were just asking me about it, and I was like, yeah, I liked it, but I didn't think
you... Was that the first time you saw it?
That movie
came out months ago.
Yeah. He's a little behind
I wasn't
going
to pay $10 to see Thor because I did not like the first movie, and I wasn't going to pay another $10, $20 to see potentially another bad movie.
That's right. You're a guy. See, I can just have my boyfriend pay, and it
works.
That's just... You can go see any movie.
Pretty much, that's how it works.
Yeah. Whatever, let's go do it.
But,
pretty sure you're paying for the Lego movie.
Yeah, well, I knew that already.
Yeah.
I accepted that, so I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
No big deal, guys.
So am I. I'm fine with it.
Oh, okay.
No complaints.
Good.
For getting paid for it.
We're not going to fight about the whole payment thing. Who's going to pay? And then it's like a whole big rabbit hole that apparently, why do people fight about that? I don't understand.
Some people don't like that. Some people view it as almost like charity, and some people don't like that.
Charity?
Yeah, like, oh, I feel sorry for you, so I'm going to pay for you.
I am against the idea of charity, so...
Some people are against the idea of charity because they think it's basically like getting a handout, is, you know, you don't have to earn it, you just have to ask for it.
I don't know. It's a silly way to look at
it. It is, but some people are just too proud.
I'm just being nice, you know?
It's the same reason people don't ask for help. They're just too proud to admit they need help or want help.
Oh, well, that's happened to me.
America teaches us to be independent, though. And America. If you're independent, it's like a social structure. Some people think that's it has negative connotations to be dependent and ask for money.
But
it really is.
Sometimes you just need it. You know? It's not that
you can't do everything yourself. You have to occasionally ask for help.
I mean, if I tried to live on my own right now, it wouldn't work.
No.
I don't have money, and I don't know how to pay an electric bill. Those are some pretty big hurdles.
You can do it online or by phone.
Oh, then I'm good. I'll live.
I know. I've had to pay ours once.
You had to pay your electric bill?
Because, ours forgot to get paid.
Uh-oh. Did they shut you down?
Yeah.
Awesome.
It was like... Why is the power out? I came from school, the power's out. I was like, well, it's, you know, been kind of stormy, you know, winds blowing out because maybe a power line is down somewhere. I look outside. No, our neighbor has their porch light on.
And there's birds chirping, and it's all sunny outside.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, call the PUD. Oh, yeah, it looks like we shut it down from not payment.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, take some money then. I need my Netflix.
Yeah, no. So my dad, of course, was in the process of working on, I think, prepping dinner. So he's like, here, you do it.
Cool. And it went all right?
Yeah, it went fine.
Okay.
Yeah, the PUD guy, actually, when I called him, they're like, well, you know, it might not get restored till tomorrow because the PUD guys usually go home at like 3:30. It was like 3:20.
Oh.
And right when she was saying that, I looked outside and the PUD truck was driving by my house.
No way.
I'm like, that's okay. He just drove by my house, so he should be able to probably turn around all right. He's
nice.
Like, okay, cool. We'll let him know.
And so it got turned back on that day.
It got turned down like 5 minutes later because I was leaving for work. I had to be at work at like 3:30 and it was like 3:20.
Awesome. That went
and
well.
He was hooking. Yeah, it went just fine.
What was it like doing the most adult thing you've ever done in your life so far? Paying an electric bill.
Via the phone because somebody else can't pay it? It kind of sucked.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be adulthood in general, really.
Yeah.
You better get used to
it. Oh, I know.
Ba-da-da. Yeah. I don't know why I felt like I needed to add a music stinger to the end of that. Emphasis, I guess.
Yeah.
I haven't had to pay anybody's bills except my own for a while. Like,
same. Car
insurance, phone bill, easy stuff, really, and my own gas.
Yeah.
It's slow steps towards adulthood.
Wait, you have to pay your own insurance or your parents pay for it?
Well, I'm on their insurance, but I do have to pay for me.
Ah.
So that's, I don't remember how much that is. I probably owe it soon, actually. I should look into that.
Yeah.
Because I don't want, because you know that's what's going to happen, is I would hit somebody and that would be the day after I forgot to pay my insurance.
Because so then you not only get a ticket for not having insurance, but then you are stuck without insurance to pay for somebody's thing. And then when you go back to get insurance, it's like, oh, well, now you're high risk, so your rates have tripled.
Yay. Just never drive a car again, I guess. I'll just switch to a Segway. Go everyone on a Segway.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
It'd take you too long to get to school, though.
Yeah, it'd take too long, but I have a feeling I could modify it, you know?
Bigger batteries, motors.
Probably. What do you think goes faster, hoverboards or Segways? By the way, hoverboards are coming September 2015.
Yes.
We need to remind everyone of that once every show.
Even if it's only a working prototype, it'll still be okay.
Yeah, it, as long as it has the ability to just hover there and maybe like support a gerbil or something.
Yeah.
It's not going to be that great because it's the first edition.
No,
like iPod.
We just wanted to see that the technology actually exists and works.
Yeah, but remember how excited everyone was when the first iPod came out? People were all like, you can carry
800 CDs.
You can carry 800 CDs with you in this tiny little rectangle.
Tiny being, you know, this big at the time because it was the original iPods.
And everybody was going, this is an excellent rectangle.
Yes.
And they loved it.
And then they're like, everybody's like, but I just bought a Walkman.
Too bad, sucker. You need to get yourself one of these excellent rectangles. Put all your CDs in it. You can live free. don't be tied down by physical media anymore. Just carry this rectangle with you at all
times. By the way, it's all on proprietary technology, so you have to pay us all infinite amounts of money.
Yay. How much was the original iPod? Do you remember?
I don't know. Adjusted for inflation or not?
Boy.
Because if you say it's $200, yeah, that's not that expensive today, but maybe back then it was a little more expensive.
Not really. Oh, there's the history section. The first, doesn't say how much it was. Boo. But it was 10 gigabytes.
Yeah.
Well, 5 or 10. So you could pick
that's
one.
Decent, I guess.
Decent, yeah, but now you just carry a flash drive with you.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
Triple that space.
I don't even have MP3s stored on my phone anymore, technically. They're just sitting over on Google Music, and as I play them, it just temporarily stores them for a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't think I had any of these iPods. Never had a Nano. The first iPod I had was, I think, the second generation iPod Touch.
I think the first one I ever had, and I bought it myself, was a 8 gig third gen Nano.
Yeah.
You know, the squares.
I remember I really wanted to buy one of the Nanos that had the camera on it.
Yeah, no, they came out, that was the fourth gen, wasn't it? It was the one right after I got mine.
I think so.
Because they went back to that really tall, skinny one.
It was a really big deal to me because I was like, I want a camera that can play music. And then just, you know, wait 1 year. Oh, a phone that can do all of those things.
And more.
Yeah, it's just a mini computer. Why do we even call them phones anymore?
Because they do have the ability to call people.
Yeah, but who even uses that? When was the last time you actually called someone on a phone? On your cell phone, actually. Let's be a little more specific.
Like 2 days ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of recent. I didn't think it was going to be that soon. I thought it was going to be months ago. Mine might be kind of recent, too. I got... I don't know what these phone calls are from, but I got a... Oh, never mind. I got a phone call from Bogdan 2 days ago. He needed a jump.
Yeah. No, I get phone calls from people occasionally. Most of the time, they're either businesses trying to call me, but...
Or just, like, work, you know?
Yeah.
Definitely work.
I call you.
You do call me, but it's been a while since that's happened. I don't know when that was. We can look on these magical phone devices that we have.
Yeah. Most of the time, it's
3 days ago. Never mind.
Yeah.
Boom.
Roasted?
Yep.
Yeah, usually it's mostly either Therese, my mom, or some sort of reservation place that's calling me, or a blood bank. One of the three or four.
Blood banks call you?
Yeah.
Why did you give them your phone number?
Do you have
number?
Special blood?
I think it's O positive, but...
That's special.
That is so special. Mine's O positive, too, actually.
Huh.
Do you know what your blood type is?
No.
Oh.
It's red. Blood. That's all she knows.
I actually have dwarf blood, so that's blue, right?
Yeah. No, it depends which universe of dwarves you're talking. Now we're getting really nerdy. We should probably stop there.
Oh, boy. Oh, by the way, that whole idea that... blood is blue until it gets exposed to oxygen. That's BS.
Yeah, it's okay? More of a brown.
Yeah, this is just blue is just the way your veins look.
Yeah, it's just the color of the veins. Yeah, the deoxygenated blood. Well, you can see it on any sort of dried blood turns a dark brownish color.
Yeah, I mean that's science, man.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you know what I
was gonna say? You didn't have the song going. Come on.
Why must I fail us so much?
I don't know. This is an odd day for you. You're having an off day.
I'm not trying to, really. Yeah. I mean,
people don't usually try to have an off day, Renee, but it just happens.
If I wanted to try to have an off day, I just wouldn't have come here, you know? But that, of course, that would have been way too painful for me. I absolutely would have had to have come and done this show.
Yeah.
It feels weird when I don't do it anymore, you know? This is my therapy. I'm telling you. I don't need to pay anybody to go to a psychologist or something.
You don't even have to buy bubble wrap.
Bubble wrap is very therapeutic.
Yes.
I tell you what.
It's also fun to scare people with it.
Yeah, you did that to me once, and I don't think I've forgiven you for it yet. I want to just order a really big roll of... is it bubble wrap or bubble tape, technically?
I think bubble wrap, and bubble tape is sticky, so...
Okay, so we're just...
There's a sticky side to it.
I want to just get a really big roll of it. I can get... Ooh, I'm looking at something right now. 350 feet, 3/16 of an inch small bubble wrap.
Yeah, because there's actually five different sizes of bubbles in bubble wrap.
Yeah. I want the bigger bubbles, though.
Yeah, they make the more definitive pop.
Yeah.
Actually, I prefer more like the medium ones. They're still kind of a loud crack, but there's a lot of them, so.
Yeah, 3/16 of an inch is not that big.
Yeah.
I want wouldn't it be under half? Oh, here we go. EcoBox bubble wrap. 1 foot wide, 125 feet long, 1/2 inch bubbles. And it's only $28. I'm thinking
that's,
about
that's
it.
That's a lot of bubble wrap for that little money.
Yeah, but think of all you could do with it.
I know.
I would like to maybe put it on the front of, I know exactly what I would do. Get a junker car. Like we've had this idea for a while where we get junker cars just like on Top Gear and we go on a really long road trip.
Yeah, we try
them.
And do like a road trip to like, you know, the Grand Canyon or something like that. We get like,
yeah,
we all get, you know, $800 or $1,000 4x4s and we drive to the Grand Canyon.
It would be super cool.
It would be really cool. It would be a lot of fun.
At one point, I would like to take maybe two or three packages of this bubble wrap and just put it on the front of the car and run it into either another car, just like a flat wall or something, and see if we can pop all the bubbles at once.
And then stimulate the airbags and...
And we'll hopefully cause no external damage to the car.
Oh, yeah.
You might cause some damage to
yourself. How fast would you be going?
Very fast.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, I'm sure you can actually do some physics and figure it out and some calculations. How much force sticks pop each bubble, and then the speed of the car, the mass of the car, all that kind of stuff.
I don't know why, but I'm getting that feeling that maybe somebody has beat us to this idea.
Usually, if you have an idea, what's that classic saying? Is if you've had an idea, it exists somewhere else on the internet.
I am looking at car capsule, the original car bubble. Oh, that's not anything like that.
One prank I saw on Mythbusters you can do is you can take a couple rolls of duct tape, and if somebody's like parked up against like a light post,
yeah,
you stick it on like the front bumper and you just start walking circles around the car on the lamppost. You do like, I think it's like 10 or 20 rotations around.
Mm-hmm.
You can floor the car. All you'll do is just roast the tires off.
Really? You can't detach it? Well, if somebody's
you can get the tape off. That's about the only way you're going to be able to get out.
You just cut the tape.
Yeah, or get some WD-40.
What is...
WD-40 is actually really good at getting duct tape off.
Just the sticky bits? Or
yeah, the sticky bit.
Oh, okay.
So, like, you could, you know, get the WD-40, peel it back a little bit, spray some WD-40 down there along the side of the car. It wouldn't damage the car and get the tape off.
Okay. For some reason, I was getting the image in my head that you just put it on it and it works like an acid.
Oh.
You know? And then the tape just starts dripping.
Yeah.
Although
you're thinking, like, you know, you slit the throat on an alien and it just goes...
Exactly. Yeah. That'd be a nice solution to have. All you need is just a drop of alien blood and all your problems are solved. That's a really tough question. Adamantium. Duh.
How do you know it doesn't melt through that?
Because adamantium's indestructible, buddy.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't.
Proof? What?
The Wolverine.
What do you mean?
He gets his adamantium claws sliced. Boom.
But
spoilers.
That was by other adamantium.
Yeah, but therefore it's not indestructible. It's just very, very, very durable.
No, that means it proves that adamantium can only be destroyed by other adamantium things.
Well, it's like saying diamonds are indestructible because diamonds are about the only things that'll cut through diamonds.
Yeah, so nothing else can cut through the diamonds by logic.
Yeah, but that doesn't make diamonds indestructible.
I'm not... Okay, but you can contain the alien blood in an adamantium.
Okay, yes. It's
container.
Relatively indestructible.
Ooh, can alien blood eat through diamonds?
I don't know. We would need aliens to test this, and it's potentially...
Darn it. Can someone mail us some aliens?
Yes.
Please? We'll give you our shipping information if you email us, tgifradioshow@gmail.com. We need this for science. This is and also to prove that I'm right once and for all.
Also, we need you to send us some adamantium too.
Yeah, that would also be pretty helpful.
Although,
but
how are we going to get molten adamantium? Because you can't remold it.
You have to get it from space.
That's true. Well, actually, it's more of a resin and a compound more than anything else. It's not just a pure metal.
What? How?
It's a blend of vibranium, which is what they use to make Captain America's shield, and a couple other stuff from space dust.
Is it really?
Yeah. You can look it up. Actually, adamantium is actually a blend of like resins and vibranium other metals.
So if you...
So it's an alloy of alloys, basically.
If Wolverine took a slash at Captain America's shield, the shield would go down?
It would be very close, but I think the claws would actually not... I think Captain America's shield is actually slightly more durable.
Interesting. This is this reminds me of a very good podcast that doesn't happen anymore. We should maybe try and think of some, or maybe just do like a segment.
Yeah.
Because I've had an idea for segments for a while.
Mm-hmm.
A nerd fight segment where we come up with a topic and we have to decide which one is right. So, like,
Captain America's shield versus Wolverine's claws.
Yeah, so, okay, let's do it right now. This is our very first Nerd Fight segment. I don't have music for it, but maybe I can... what's good Nerd Fight music? Can you think of anything?
I don't know. Final Countdown.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just thinking of something that's...
Well, I don't know. I like the song, so...
Yeah, it's true.
I'm just going to go with it, you know, because it seems like a good idea. Okay, our very first official Nerd Fight.
Okay, now I hear the song, I just think of Arrested Development doing magic.
I know, right? Isn't it wonderful? And he's just got, like, the knife in his mouth,
and he's like flipping around, spinning around.
Throwing doves
at people. You
haven't
seen Arrested Development, have you?
One day.
You got to get on that. Get her to watch it.
We will eventually. We got time. We have lots of things to show each other when it comes to media.
Okay.
So we're doing like a back and forth.
Fair enough.
As we go, I showed her Better Off Dead. She made me watch what was that one thing? Turbo. Also, Gone with the Wind. Yeah, they did pick that out. But I did watch Gone with the Wind.
And how was that?
So that was all right. Yeah. I mean, it was really long, but. The whole
as long as you get my references now.
I did get a few of them, yeah, and now I like those references. Okay, so in this Nerd Fight, we have Wolverine's claws versus Captain America's shield. The argument here is that adamantium is an alloy.
Yeah, it's an alloy of a couple different alloys, and I think...
Vibranium and something else?
Well, Captain America's shield, I think, was... If you look at it, the thing with getting into this sort of nerdy stuff is it gets really, you know, convoluted sometimes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So I think if I remember correctly, you know, the metal adamantium that is used to make Wolverine's claws was somebody trying to recreate the metal that was used in Captain America's shield.
Mm-hmm.
And they just created a very, very durable metal, but that was slightly more brittle.
Okay.
Which is why I get the slight edge to Captain America's shield personally, because it's less brittle. So if the claws were to hit it, they'd be more likely to be damaged than his shield.
Okay, and also it has to do with the shape of the shield, too.
That's true.
I think the way it's molded. And apparently there's four different kinds of adamantium.
Yeah.
I've never known
this.
Yeah,
I didn't either. I just thought there was just maybe the two or one, even.
You know what? I think this actually throws the entire Nerd Fight out the window, because proto-adamantium, there's a bit for this, the experimental iron alloy that Dr. McLean experimented on with Captain America's shield is now referred to as proto-adamantium, which is slightly different than true adamantium in that it's stronger than the latter. Dr. McLean's experiments with proto-adamantium led to the creation of true adamantium. This proto-adamantium was incorporated with the vibranium in the shield and has never been recreated since.
So basically, it's slightly harder and everybody's just been trying to recreate that.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, in the Marvel comics, there's Captain America and then everybody's trying to recreate the Super Soldier Serum and it fails, but it creates other really intense stuff.
Other forms, but
it never actually matches it.
They usually end up dying, which
or they end up super freaky mutants.
Kind of a shame. So final verdict, it's been decided.
Captain America
wins.
Yes.
And you know, that just makes sense to me, because like you can smash a shield into people and claws are just like stabbing.
Stabbing, slashing, or blocking other slashing thingies.
Yeah, so I don't know. Or
climbing a wall.
Yeah, definitely. that settles that, so I think we're just going to wrap this up here because we really want to go see the Lego movie.
And we got little time.
We want to make sure we have it. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGIF Radio. We're also TGIF Radio on Twitter. Email us things because you're not, and we would really like you to. You still aren't, but we're just going to keep asking anyway because it's an exercise in futility, and that's what happens when you go insane is you just keep doing the same things over and over. So that's kind of what we're doing. TGIFRadioshow@gmail.com. Things you guys want to say before we shut it down? Anything?
I'm a fan.
Of what?
Of you.
Oh, thank you. Anything from Drew?
Sorry if we alienated anybody with our overly nerdy nerdiness today, but...
We've never apologized for that before, have we?
No, I just was saying I'm sorry if we alienated anybody by going super nerdy and super literal today.
But you know what? Sometimes that's what you get. And from now on, I think we'll try and reserve it to that Nerd Fight segment if I remember that we did that.
We'll bring it up every now and then.
Someone remind me. We'll be back next week. I hope everybody had a good Valentine's Day last week. I know that we all did.
Mm-hmm.
All plans went good.
Yep.
So don't forget about it next year. Start planning it now and make it extra awesome. Party on, everybody. We'll be back next week.